For months, school systems across the state have been facing deepening budget deficits that have led them to make difficult layoffs, increase class sizes, and cut extracurricular courses. In December, the House of Representatives passed the Education Jobs Fund, which would provide states with $23 billion in education aid over the next 2 years, $415 million of which would go to Wisconsin schools. But the Senate has yet to vote on it. Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers says it's critical that the Senate acts now to save thousands of teaching jobs.
Everybody knows the most important variable in student achievement is the teacher. We just can't afford to lose anymore. Going across the state, I'm just amazed at the volume. I didn't keep track of the numbers because they're so depressing.
Tim Vedra is a full-time teacher in Beloit, where 12 teaching positions are on the line. Vedra says congressional inaction would threaten his students' quality of education.
Our students need to become well-rounded and responsible adults when schools provide a wide variety of courses and programs. We need to make sure that we protect that, and this funding will allow us to. And it's an investment that we need to make in our future.
Critics say that investment will only add to the national deficit, since the Education Jobs Fund has no offsetting spending cuts or tax increases. But education leaders say the funds would serve as a temporary and necessary band-aid until they figure out how to better fund public schools in Wisconsin. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.